text for interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们，先生们。 人类已进入了一个新的世纪和新的千年，这是人类发展史上的重要时刻。冷战结束以来，世界形势总体趋向缓和，各国人民要和平、求稳定、谋发展的呼声日益高涨。科学技术日新月异的发展，为人类开发和利用自然提供了空前巨大的能力。 也为人类自身能力的发展开辟了广阔的前景，但天下仍很不太平，世界的和平与发展依然受到这样或那样的威胁。强权政治和霸权主义在国际政治、经济和安全领域中依然存在，并有新的发展。地区冲突此起彼伏，南北发展差距继续拉大。 环境恶化，武器扩散，国际犯罪、恐怖主义等跨国问题困扰着人类。如果我们不抓紧解决这一系列重大问题，世界就难以发展。何去何从？解决这些问题的主动权掌握在世界人民手中。推动建立公正合理的国际政治经济新秩序。 是各国人民和有远见的政治家必须认真而审慎思考的极其重大的课题。为维护世界和平、促进共同发展，所有国家都必须遵循公认的国际关系基本原则，包括和平共处5项基本原则和联合国宪章的宗旨与原则。 各国的事情要由各国人民做主，国际上的事情要由大家商量解决。各国人民有权自主选择符合本国国情的社会制度和发展道路，创造自己的生活。维护自己国家的主权和安全，是每个国家的政府和人民神圣权利与光荣职责。任何别的国家和国际组织都应予以尊重。 都无权进行干预。处理国与国的关系，应超越社会制度和意识形态的差异，努力寻求共同利益的汇合点，扩大互利合作，谋求共同发展。不能用一种政治制度和发展模式去规范世界。各个国家都应遵循“世界是丰富多彩的”原则。 采取互相学习、取长补短的积极态度，以利共同发展。开展国际经济交往，应该坚持平等互利。制定国际经济贸易领域的新规则，应该充分反映经济技术还不发达、处于弱势地位的广大发展中国家的合理要求，注意保障他们的正当利益。 第二次世界大战以后，许多殖民地国家的人民获得了解放和独立，这是人类社会在20世纪取得的最伟大的进步。这些国家经济基础薄弱，处在发展的过程之中，离开甚至损害发展中国家的利益，整个世界就不可能稳定，更不可能普遍繁荣，就会带来诸多困难、风险。 和不公正、不合理的现象，最终发达国家也会受到损害。我们希望各国的政治家都能关注逐步解决南北经济差距不断拉大这一十分紧迫的问题。这个问题不解决，必将对全球经济的稳定发展产生极大的负面效应，人类共同发展与繁荣的目标就不可能实现。 维护国际安全，必须彻底摒弃冷战思维。 努力把国际社会的持久和平建立在促进各国互相信任和共同利益的新安全观的基础上。应该通过国际社会的共同努力，首先确立有利于世界和平与稳定，有利于各国和平发展的安全机制。任何国家都不能把自己的所谓安全建立在损害他国安全的基础上。应通过对话增进信任，通过合作谋求安全，通过和平手段解决争端。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
On the occasion of the 55th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations, it is necessary in our discussion of international relations to review the past and explore the future mission of this world organization. Thanks to the formulation and adoption of the UN Charter in 1945 and to the subsequent endeavors to put the Charter into practice, we have a clearer perception of the United Nations in a better light. The United Nations holds these to be its lofty purposes: to maintain international peace and security, to develop friendly relations among nations based on respect for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of the people, to achieve international cooperation in solving international problems of economic, social, cultural, or humanitarian nature, and to function as a center for harmonizing the actions of nations. The United Nations also commits itself to a number of sound principles, namely sovereign equality of all member states, settlement of international disputes by peaceful means, refraining in international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state, and non-intervention in matters which are essentially within the domestic jurisdiction of any state. These represent the minimum code of conduct to be held by sovereign states in international relations. The role of the United Nations has gained increasing importance since the end of the Cold War. The increasing prestige is due in part to the fact that the Security Council has recovered from the paralysis which resulted from the US-Soviet rivalry during the Cold War, a period when the two superpowers used their veto rights against each other, thereby incapacitating the Security Council. The West, as well as the developing world, has discovered that it needs the United Nations to achieve its objectives. In addition, many global problems, such as the proliferation of nuclear weapons, rapid population increase, the worsening environment, drugs and refugees, call for the entire international community to pool their efforts to find solutions. However, the United Nations faces a series of tough challenges. One such challenge concerns the way in which the UN maintains its respect for state sovereignty while dealing with an increasing number of internal conflicts. In many cases, regional organizations cannot resolve regional conflicts. In the Cold War era, UN peacekeeping forces had two missions: to buffer conflicts and to implement agreements already reached between the parties. Now, peacekeeping has turned into peace enforcement. The United Nations has turned from handling international disputes into meddling in domestic affairs. Furthermore, peacekeeping does not necessarily need the prior approval of the countries concerned. Another problem facing this world organization is how to better handle relations between the United Nations and regional organizations. According to the UN Charter, regional organizations can play a role within the Charter and under UN coordination, but regional organizations such as NATO are playing a more important role than the United Nations in regional conflicts. we must recognize that the world today is diverse, manifold, colorful, and rich in terms of culture. This should be an asset rather than a debt of humanity. It permeates all aspects of human rights, whether civil, political, economic, social, or cultural. The world would be a better place to live in if we respected cultural diversity, practiced tolerance, and lived together in peace with one another as good neighbors. We hope that the United Nations will truly become a center for harmonizing actions of nations. We call for stronger efforts by the United Nations to harmonize cultures through dialogues and consultation, as well as to resist any attempt to build a monocultural world by means of political pressure and coercion. The United Nations should take the opportunities opened up by the 21st century and meet the new challenges. We sincerely hope that under the firm support and close cooperation of its membership, a more just, reasonable, and effective UN will emerge to tackle international issues and contribute more to the building of a better world.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
和平与发展是全世界人民的强烈愿望和迫切要求，这一世界潮流是不可阻挡的。但是，有些大国打着人权的旗帜，在人权高于主权的新干涉主义理论支持下，蔑视联合国，践踏国际法、联合国宪章和国际关系的准则，借口人权实施霸权，践踏主权，推行强权，严重威胁着世界和平与发展。近年来，新干涉主义国家集团明显地加快了全球战略的调整步伐。一方面，它推出了所谓的北约战略新概念，将冷战时期的防御性军事集团转变成一个超地区行动、进攻性的军事政治组织。另一方面，它加强日美安保体系，把日美新防务合作指针扩大到适用日本周边地区，加紧研制地区导弹防御系统，并计划把我国台湾省涵盖在内。这种全球战略的调整已明显地给世界带来了不良的影响，即一个单极世界的建立在一定程度上阻挡多极世界的发展，至少使多极化格局的发展趋势减缓。我们清楚地看到，在全球化加快发展的形势下，出现了许多全球共同性的问题，更需要一个协商协调机构。国际法和国际关系准则是人类文明的成果，是国际社会秩序维系的基础，是符合世界各国和各民族根本利益的。作为体现和维护这些原则的联合国，一旦崩溃，世界将混乱无序，根本谈不上世界和平与发展。然而，联合国的威信和作用已明显下降。例如，在处理一些地区危机中，联合国瘫痪无力，甚至完全被抛开。这个最大的国际协调机制面临深刻危机，因此，我们对这个国际组织不能寄予过高的期望。在国际外交舞台上，国际关系始终离不开实力，弱国无外交，落后要挨打。中国必须奋发图强，增强经济实力、国防实力和民族凝聚力。中国作为国际大家庭中的一员，以最积极的态度和充分的信心，真诚地希望看到全球经济的共同繁荣。中国经济是世界经济不可分割的一部分。一方面，中国经济得益于世界经济的共同繁荣；另一方面， 中国经济的快速增长和消费量的上升提供了巨大的市场和更多的就业机会，从而也为世界经济的共同繁荣做出了贡献。中国的对外开放使其经济纳入了国际规则之中，中国一贯遵守这些规则，尊重国际惯例。中国除了同100多个国家签署了双边经贸协议之外，还加入了100多个国际公约组织。中国坚定不移地承担其所参加的国际公约和条约所赋予的义务。女士们、先生们，人类正处在维护世界和平、促进共同发展的关键时刻。世界潮流浩浩荡荡，顺之则昌，逆之则亡。一切爱好和平、维护正义的国家和人民应该团结起来，为反对霸权主义和强权政治，推动建立公正合理的国际新秩序而共同努力。
Passage 2 English-Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Our country assumes a practical and active posture in the pursuit of world peace. The United Nations has had no more consistent supporter than this country for its charter and the work of its specialized agencies. We take part in many UN activities and have served on many of its bodies, including the Security Council.Among the specialized agencies and subsidiary bodies we support are those assisting in development, food security, children, drug control, and human rights. We have provided financial support, personnel, and equipment for almost all major UN peacekeeping activities, contributed our assessed share of the costs of all UN operations,and made additional contributions. Our country is fully involved in UN disarmament, arms control, and outer space work. We accept the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice and are active in development of international law. Our country has been a member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development for almost 30 years.Global economic issues are among the core elements of post-Cold War international relations, and like other countries, we give priority to these issues. Our increasing dependence on international trade and the effects of world economic conditions on our domestic economy have led to a sharpened focus on international trade issues in the pursuit of our foreign policy.Our economic and political future is linked closely with those of its Asian and other Pacific neighbors. Our trade, investment, and technology transfer in the form of joint ventures with such countries continue to grow. Through regular, reciprocal, high-level exchanges of visits, our close contact with their governments continues, particularly with the government of the People's Republic of China.We take the view that peace and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region depend on the ability of the region's countries to cooperate to maintain economic growth and political stability. We are keen to ensure the stability and security of this region and to develop mutually profitable trade, investment, technological exchanges, and cooperation.